Because we say Akira Sarah Hanocha, if so, Adetoni, what does the Sefer have to say? Hoye Megara V'yotze. Megara V'yotze, the person didn't pick up the bundle. He's just dragging it out of his friend's house. There we say Potter. Why? Because you didn't have a Maisi Geneva until you drag it outside the house. And outside the house, that's when you chayiv Misa, so then you say Kamli. Fred Gemara, why do you have to go to such a modern case of dragging a bundle? Niflog v'nisne b'dida. Let's make a difference in the same first case. In a case where you picked up the wallet, and you started to walk out, but you stopped. Let's make a difference now. For what purpose did you stop? When do we say you have a chiyuv to pay the money? When you stop to rest. If you stop to rest, that's called you finished. You ended your first akira. And it didn't come with a chiyuv misa. It only came that you made a maisa geneva. Therefore, you have to pay back the money of the geneva. Avol akatef. Let's say you only stopped for a second to fix the shoulders, to fix the bundles. Then it's not called you ended the first akira. So when you walk outside later, it's called the first akira, and it ends later outside with the anocha. L'churi should be potter, because you say the chiyuv misa begins at the beginning of the akira. So why does the Bryce have to say the case of potter, modern case? Of dragging, let's say even the case we're carrying it, just that you didn't stop lofush, you only stopped to check to get a better grip. So Mar says, Enechnami, it's a good kasha. This can't be the case either. Ella, I tell you the pshat for this brayser is Amani Benazi. I tell you this brayser that says that you're chayiv to pay the money if you picked up the geneva and you started to walk outside, goes according to Benazai Svara. The Yoma Benazai says, Mahala Koimedami. If somebody is walking, every step you pick up, that's called like you made an akira. And every time you put your foot down, that's called like you made a maisa hanocha. So mahalach, walking is like standing. So therefore, even though you're stalled, you made an akira, and you started to walk straight outside, but when you walk outside, the first akira is not here anymore. Every step you put your foot down is like a maisa hanocha. So for what akira are you chayiv? The last step before you get to the door, when you pick up your foot now and put it outside the door, that's the akira you chayiv for. But you picked up the wallet 20 feet ago. Now the last 20 feet you're walking, every time you put your foot down, you finished that first akira. So the time you picked up the wallet, all you accomplished was a maisa geneva. But a maisa chayiv misa you don't have yet. When is it considered the akira to mechayiv for Shabbos? According to Ben Azai, the last step you take outside the door. So therefore you don't say, come labor the rabbinate. Goes according to Ben Azai. It says this new svara, we don't hold like that, but he holds mahalach, when you're walking, every step is considered like you're standing. Alright, the famous question is then, how do you have a chayiv for mavah daladamis b'shus rabbin? If somebody walks b'shus rabbin daladamis, why are you chayiv according to Ben Azai? Look, every step you take should be considered like you made anocha. So you never walked a straight four amis. Every foot you put down, it's always considered stopping. So why are you chayiv? So Machloek is Bavli and Tyson and Yishalmi. Yishalmi says the case according to Ben Azai is the guy jumped. The case the guy took a big jump. He jumped four amis. That's the only time you chayiv. Tyson's Mashman and Bavli Hills know that's halacha Moshe Mesinai. That when you walk Dal Damas with Shusar Rabim, then Taka Ben Azai agrees that you chayiv. But when you're not walking with Shusar Rabim, like here, you're walking through the house. Every time you put your foot down, that's called like hanocha, you stopped the first akira. So here, the first akira was only a maisa geneva, nothing more, therefore you chayiv. Fred Gemara, if so, according to Ben Azai, Avol Zurich, what's going to be if you pick up the wallet, and then you throw it outside the house, my potter, l'chura, then you would be potter for the geneva. Because you made an akira by picking up the wallet, and then you threw it outside the house, so that's called the akira, the beginning of the malacha, and it ends later when it lands outside the house, b'shus rabim, b'shas ta'anocha. So then you should say the chiyuv misa begins when you first picked up the wallet, because you're not walking, you're not stopping the first akira. The first akira is still here. You chayiv for that first akira when you threw it straight. So Mara says, if so, niflag v'nisna b'lido, why doesn't the brayers make this for a difference? B'medavar mamurim, when do we say that you're chayiv? When do we say you chayiv to pay the money? But mahalach, when you're walking. Because then every step you put your foot down, you finish the first akira, it's only a maisa geneva, nothing more. I will zurich, but in the case when you picked up this wallet, and not that you walked outside, but you threw it outside, then we should say you should be potter, because the chiyuv misa begins at the time you picked it up. So the Maran says, the reason why it doesn't say this case is, because megarer v'yoyt hitzvichlei. It wants to tell us a tremendous chiddush about dragging something outside. So what? I would have thought, ain't derech haitzovakach. It's not a derech to drag something outside. So mele yipotah for Shabbos altogether. He wouldn't be chayiv misa altogether. Kamash v'la no. There are certain things that is a derech to drag it outside. Uvamai, what are we talking about? If it's a big bundle that you're dragging outside, for the Gemara Pshit Urchehu, of course you chayiv. That's the normal manner. People don't pick up big bundles. The way you carry outside a big bundle is by dragging it outside. So Pshit, you should be chayiv. If it's a Tri Elamai's wallet, was a nice small size wallet, for the Gemara then Lav Urchei. The guy takes a wallet and drags it outside, you'll be potter for Shabbos. That's not the normal manner of carrying a small wallet. The way you carry your wallet is, you pick it up and carry it outside. On Shabbos, the only chayiv if you do the malach is urchei. The normal manner, the way you do it usually. If you do something with a shino, an abnormal manner, you put the midiraisa. Midirabonin still also to do it. But midiraisa called bottom be potter. So here, if you say you're dragging, if it's a small object, you should be potter, not chayiv misa. If it's a big object, pshiti yichayiv. Skumar says, the Torah says, ela b'metziah. I tell you, we're talking about a middle-sized bundle. So that's the chiddush. You're dragging outside his house a middle-sized bundle, so the chiddush is that you chayiv misa. I would have thought maybe a middle-sized bundle is not a derech to drag. It's more of a derech to pick it up and carry it. Kamash v'la no. It's also a derech to drag out the middle-sized bundle. So that's the chiddush of this braisa. That if you drag it outside, you're not chayiv gneiv until you drag it outside. When it comes outside, you chayiv misa, then you would say, come lebe derab minei. Now the Gemara says, but let's see, udiafke lehecha, where did you drag it outside? True, you didn't pick up the geneva. You're not chayiv for ganef yet, only when you drag it outside. So you want to tell me, when you go outside, you chayiv misa, and the geneva is chal at the same time. For the Gemara, why? Where did you drag it outside? Udiafke lehecha, where did you take it to? If you carried it outside, you dragged it outside to Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, Isa Shabbosika. For sure, I understand why you chayiv misa. You like started to drag it Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and you ended off stopped Rosh Hashanah. So it's sort of like you made an akira Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and the anocha was Rosh Hashanah. You chayiv. You like carried something outside. That's why you chayiv. For the Gemara, though, Isa Geneva Leka, but there's no Geneva for that. You're not kind of. There's no kinyan here. A meshicha, when you drag something, has to be, you drag it into your rishus, or else at most into a simta, which is some semi-private property, that you could be koiner it. But if you carry it out to rishus rabim, you're not koiner it there. It's not your property. Rishus rabim belongs to everybody. So you're not a ganef yet. So b'chal, you're not chayef for the gneva. So where's the case you're telling me now that he's potter from gneva? Mashma, really there should be a maisa gneva. Yes, you're potter because of the chiv misa. If you only carry it to the Rishus Rabbim, there's no maisa gneva. Let's say you dragged it outside into your property, into Rishus Yochid, your private property. So is the gneva. It's very good why you're chayef for stealing, because the maisa you made a maisa meshicha. You dragged it out of the other person's property into your property. That's called a good meshicha. You're a ganef. But it's the Shabbos leka. If you carry from a shusayacha to another shusayacha on Shabbos, you're potter midiraisa. But the rabbanim maybe it's awesome, but not midiraisa. So where's the chiyuv misa here? Leitzricha, I'll tell you it's like this: the afkei letzide rishus rabbim. You carried it out. Let's say to the sidewalk, to the side of rishus rabbim. The side of Rishus Rabbim will soon see has a locha like Rishus Rabbim Vilchus Shabbos, but Vilchus Kinyan is called like private property. You could be kinyan with there also. It will soon see. So Mar Yitzkashel, come on, who are we talking about? Ikar Rebbe Lezer goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shitom. To Yomer he holds Tzidei Rishus Rabbim Ki Rishus Rabbim Dami. He holds even the side of Rishus Rabbim is also called like Rishus Rabbim. So again, we're back to the problem. It's good why you chayiv for Shabbos. But the Chura, there's no Maisa Geneva. Is the Shabbos Ika? Is the Geneva Leka? There's no Maisa Geneva. Ikarabon, if you want to serve a gun according to Rabban and Shita, the Yamra that they say, see the Rishus Rabbim. The size of Rishus Rabbim, like the sidewalk, a little bit more than the sidewalk. See the means here, they are like pegs there, or poles there, that stop the Rabbim from walking on the side. Just when it gets very crowded in the Rishus Rabbim, then they push their way through these poles and walk on the side also. So the question is, what does this side walk have? So if it goes according to Rabban and Shita, they hold Siddur Rishus Rabbim, love Rishus Rabbim Domi. It's not called Rishus Rabbim for Shabbos. If so, it's a gnevik, it's very good why you're cranium with why you're a ganif, because you're taken like into semi-private property. It could be called a simta that the Rabbanim were masakin to give you a kinyan neshicha. But it's a Shabbos lekka, the Chur doesn't know it's a Shabbos. It's not cool that you carry it out to a Rishus Rabbim. So again, who are we going according to? So Gemara answers yes. Le'olam, really, I'll tell you, Kerebeleza. We're going according to Kerebeleza Shita. That he holds even the side of Rishus Rabbim is also considered like Rishus Rabbim for Hilchas Shabbos. Now, v'chiyom, Rebeleza, see the Rishus Rabbim. K'Rishus Rabbim Dami, when does Rebeleza say that the size of Rishus Rabbim is considered like Rishus Rabbim itself? Hani, merely when do we say this? Linin Chiyuva de Shabbos. Only the Gaya to the Hilchas Shabbos. It's called, you made an Akira in Rishus Yochin, and an Anoch in Rishus Rabbim. Why? The Zimnin de Dachki Rabbim v'Analosim. Sometimes it gets very crowded in the Rishus Rabbim, and people push their way, like the Dachki, they push their way, the island they go into, the sides. Therefore, for Shabbos, that Mokum is called the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, if you put it down there, you chayv on Shabbos. Avol inyan mikna, but they get to be kinder, to consider it like it belongs to you, koni, you could be kinder there. My time, what's the reason? Dolo shchichi Rabbim. Because the rabbim don't always walk there. It's really like a sidewalk. It's not meant for the rabbim to walk there. So therefore, kinyonim is a pshat. You have to bring it into a property that looks like you brought it into your rishus. So if you start carrying it into rishus to rabbim, everybody knows this belongs to the rabbim. It doesn't belong to anybody privately. We can't look as if you bring it into your rishus. But see the rishus to rabbim, since the rabbim don't always use it, if you carry something in there, from the Gaya to Ilchus Kinyin with the Rabbon, it looks like you bring it into your Rishus, because it's like semi-private property. That's like a simta, there you could make a Kinyin. So Kinyin is totally, if we look as if you bring it into your property. Yes, the size of the Rishus Rabbim doesn't look like Rishus Rabbim, it looks like semi-private property. Therefore, it could look like you bring it into your property, therefore you carry it. But in the Gaya to Ilchus Shabbos, it has a look like Rishus Rabbim. So that's the case here, that when you're dragging this bundle outside into the city, which is Rabbim, there you have the Issa Geneva, and the Chiv Misa comes at the same time. Therefore we say, come labor the Rabbinate. Rav Ashi answers like this, Kagoyin Shetziref Yodai Lamata Mishloisha. I'll tell you now, you're dragging the bundle, now with one hand, the other hand you put down next to the ground, it's less than 3 tefachim above the ground. That's where your hand is. Your hand is less than 3 tefachim above the ground. And you put it into your hand right now. And Kidu Rav, like Rav says, the Yama Rav Shita is, Yodoy Shalodom Chashuvaloi Ki Arba Al Arba. Then the Geit Ilcha Shabbos is Alocha, when you make Hanocha, put something down, it has to be on a Chashuva Mokum. The Mokum has to be Dalit by Dalit. So the question is, if you put something down in somebody's hand, are you chayiv or not? The chur of somebody's hand is not dalat tefachim or dalat tefachim. So Rabbi says, yes, on Shabbos, if you pick up something which is Rabbin and walk dalat amis, and then put it down in somebody's hand, you're chayiv. You know why? A new svara, yodoy shalodom, chashuv like a dalat adalat. A person's hand is a very chashuv a mokum. It's a chashuv a thing. It's a very important thing. It's considered like a mokum dalat adalat. So Rashi's a lot of kedushim here. Rashi's shita is that there's no kinyan yad. Fals regular kinyonim is only a kinyan hagbor where it's lamala megimel. But that if your hand is lamata megimel, there's no kinyan hagbor if something is less than gimel. And who are then there's no kinyan yad? Your hand is not chashiv. We'd rather say it's like part of the ground. You shouldn't be kinyan it. But Rashi learns there's a new type of amigo over here. We're talking about on Shabbos now. And you're dragging it and putting it into your hands. Now since for Hilchus Shabbos, when you put this chayfis into your hands, you're chayif for the anocho, because now that it gets into your hands, Your hand now is considered like dalad al dalad. It's a very chashiv makam your hand. Therefore, yechayiv il chashabis. So it's like a migo. Therefore, it's also called a chashiv place now for kinyan. You're also kinder it. So the same second when you have a kinyan, you're also over the Yisra Shabbos. So the Yisra Shabbos is when you dragged it and put it into your hands. And now that it comes into your hands, now for Hilcha Shabbos, your hand becomes very choshev, even though it's Lamate Megimel, which Rashi Shita all over is, there's no kinyan yad. You're only kind of something, you pick it up, at least three tvachim, a kinyan agbor. But kinyan yad you don't have. Over here though, you have a kinyan yad, you'd be kind of it. Because of a new svara migu that this is a chashuv a makam vilcha Shabbos, it gets a like Rava says that yodish ladim chashuv loy karbala al arba. Therefore, again, we have these two chiyuvim coming together. The chiyuv misa and the chiyuv gneva come together. Ravacha masni Ravacha learns like this, and Ravina, that's what Ravacha learned. Ravina master Ravina learned like this. Liyolam really the Afkin Rishus Rabbim. Could be no. You carried out this bundle into Rishus Rabbim. That's where you carry, you dragged it out to Rishus Rabbim. Over Rishus Rabbim, Nami Koni. Hata even in Rishus Rabbim, also you kinda. That's Ravina's Chiddush. Or at least by Koponim for Geneva, you call the Ganif if you bring it out to Rishus Rabbim. Now, Bechonim is Mazba, that for Kinyonim, usually there's two things. When you kinda something, first of all, you have to take it out of his property, and then bring it into your property. So to bring it into your property, Rishus HaRabim is not strong enough to bring it into your property, it doesn't look like by you. Mashenke, for Ghana, for Gnever, you don't have to so much bring it into your property. So Maisa Gnever is enough that you're doing an action of taking it away from him. As long as you're stealing means you're taking it away from him. So if you make a Mashichet, you drag it out of his Rishus. That's also called the Maisa of taking it away from him. So therefore, even though Yoni dragged it into Rishus Rabbin, he holds you would be kind of Geneva. Geneva is Chal, so therefore it's good, come with the Rabbinay. Both come the same time, the Yisra Geneva and the Yisra Shabbos. So Mar says, now, but Havaya, but Yukod Amatitzka Reflagi. Ravina and Ravacha both argue in the Diyak of this Mishnah, Mishnah Babakama. It's now, we learned over there. Again, if somebody's stealing something, Hoyamashcha, you're stealing an animal, and you're dragging it. V'yotzin, you take it outside, umes. And the animal dies while the Ganav is dragging it. So it depends. Rishus Bailam, if it dies in the Bailam's Rishus, in other words, you didn't steal it yet, you're potter. Hagibiyah, let's say you picked it up, so you made a Maisa Geneva. Oisha, you see your Rishus Bailam, or else you took it out of the Bailam's Rishus, or Mason, then it died Chayiv, because you were Ganav already first, therefore you Chayiv to pay back. That's what the Mishnah says. So it must be like this. Ravina daik mereisha, Ravacha daik mesefa. Ravina daik mereisha from the beginning. It says, how you moshcha, you're dragging it for yotzi and going outside the mace. Bishus bailam potter. Time of war you potter, the mace bishus bailam. Because you didn't even drag it out of his rishus yet. Ho hoi tsiyom rishus bailam. Mashma, once you dragged it out of his rishus, out of his house, o mace, and then it dies chayiv, even though you only went to rishus rabbin. Since you made a Maisa Geneva by taking it out of the owner's Rishus, that's called a Maisa Geneva, you're a Ganef, you have a Chiyav Oinsin, now if it dies by itself, you have to pay back. Ravacha Daik Meseifa, it says what, Higbiyoi, when are you Chayiv if you picked it up? Oisho Yitzi, or else you took it outside. So Smashma Hoitzor, taking it outside means Dumyadagbo, just like by picking it up. Mahagbo, just like when you pick up something, the Yasla Rishusay, picking it up as a pshat is, you're bringing it closer to you. It's like bringing it into your Rishus. Is afoit so, that's what it says, by carrying it outside, also your chayiv. Nami di Yasla Rishusay. Mashmi, you dragged it outside, not to Rishus Rabin, but you have to drag it into a Rishus Yochid. That's when you're chayiv for Geneva. So Mar says, the Chula Ravacha Kashi Reisha, and the Ravina Kashi Seif. And Mar says, no. Reisha Ravacha Lekashia, Kama de la Yosla Rishusay, Rishus Bailam Karina Bey. After it says he took it out of the owner's Rishus, it doesn't really mean it's enough just to get it out of his Rishus into Rishus Rabin. But calls the man, it's not into your Rishus, it's still called in the owner's Rishus. So when it says you went out of the owner's Rishus, really means that you have to bring it into your Rishus also. And Seifu the Ravina Lakasha, Seifu is not a Kasha according to Ravina. I'll tell you how it's so, Dumi Diagbo Leyaminan. Even though it says two ways Yechayiv, whether you pick it up, you carry it outside, one is not like the other. Hagbo Taka means you bring it closer to you, that's like into your Rishus. But it could be when it says Oisho Itziyu, when you carry it outside means, like Abchanan says, as long as you carried it, he dragged it out of the owner's rishus, that's also called a maisa geneva. Geneva doesn't mean you have to bring it into your rishus. Geneva is enough the fact you're taking it out of the owner's rishus. If you're doing a maisa, dragging it out of the owner's rishus, even though you brought it into a shus rabbin, also you'd be chayy for the geneva. So that's the machloikis, how to make the diyig in the Mishnah. All right, we'll stop here. Here, the flamer aleph of midbeis, most the bottom gemara, but two dots. Says again in the Mishnah that habu ala chaysoi vi ala chaysovit. If somebody's modest lives with his sister or lives with his aunt, so he has to pay a knas. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though the chay decreases, still lemaisa you have to pay a knas. So more as the kasha reminu abakasha stira. It says the Mishnah in Makis that elohein aloikin. These are the chay vilavin that you do that you get malchus if you do them. So one of them is habu ala chaysoi. If somebody lives with his sister, he's manis his sister, so it's allowed that you get malchus. Even though there's also chai decreases, but you get malchus for it also. If you give him asro, if you warn him before and then say, don't live with your sister, because if you live with your sister, you're going to get malchus, so you give him malchus. Habu ala chayso, v'yala chays oviv, v'yala chays imoy, v'yala chays ishtoy, v'yala eshes achiv, v'yala eshes achiyoviv, v'yala nida. Any one of these ladies, it's a chai v'lavin, that you get malchus. If you live with an Ida, if you live with your brother's wife, after he gave her a get already, or else with Achais Aviv, the sister from the same father, your father's sister, or else your mother's sister, the kids, these are chai v'krisis, but the Torah says alav, so lachrid, you get malchus. Now the kasher is, the kaimalo,